Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Go either train indoors, outdoors, you know, do whatever you got. It's fairly structured by us. Our coach always lets you know exactly what you're going to do. And then we're done at about 1:30. We're done with training. And then you've got that option now. Instead of gymming in the morning, you go gym in the afternoon and do all your fitness work then. But I like getting it out the way. And then, yeah, from 1:30, you basically off. And you can do what you want. You know, once or twice you've got, you know, other things you need to go take care of. You need to go to the schools or, you know, do some public appearances. But, yeah, it's not that bad if you think about it. A 9:30 to 1:30 job, it's okay. It's got its
and
perks.
Obviously traveling, I mean, when you play on a weekend, you have to leave on a Friday, you only come back on a Monday sometimes or a Sunday, and you know, so you're away from home quite often, eh?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of South Africa, I must say. It's part of, I don't even think about it nowadays, you know, the amount of times we spent at the airport. I worked out last year, I took 52 flights in the year, something like that. So it's just, it's part of the game. You get there, you fly, you unpack, you pack, and you keep going. Yeah.
Let's talk World Cup cricket quickly. Your prediction, we all want the Proteas to win. Who do you think they'll meet in the quarterfinals? If it pans out the way you want to, and then we'll meet somebody in the final, what do you think will be the perfect thing for us?
Hopefully, quarterfinals, we'll have an easy-ish game. Because, I mean, like, you know, we've never actually won a knockout game in a World Cup before. So I think we just get over that first little hurdle, then it'll be fine. So I'm not quite sure what the standings are. Hopefully, we can play England. That'll be the way they're playing at the moment. That'll be an easy one for us. Yeah. But, yeah, I think come semi-finals, it'll definitely be us. Australia and New Zealand are looking good. They're tough there in their backyard. And then, India is also playing well at this stage. So yeah, for me, those will be the top four. I think if I'm correct, if things pan out, we're either playing Australia or New Zealand in the semi-final. So that's going to be tough. But, you know, we're backing the boys all the way. I've got a good feeling about it this year around. And, you know, we'll hopefully come, what's it, the 30th of March or whenever we have some silverware.
It must be amazing for you as well, sitting at home. Following the boys, watching the boys, they're so far away, but there you are, and you know exactly what they're saying to each other and the vibe, because you've been part of the setup. Hopefully nothing will happen to any of our players there, but can you imagine getting another phone call?
I must say, there's been a lot of talk about the other phone call and everything like that. It's something I don't think about. Yeah. It's just I take life a day at a time, and whatever happens, happens. I don't look too far ahead in the future. I don't dwell in the past. I just be in the moment.
That's the way. Have you ever been to Australia?
I have. I toured there now, played some T20 games for the Proteas
in
November.
Oh, that's right.
That six
that you hit.
Yeah.
That commentary. Let me just play that again. Listen, I'm going to play this again. It gives me goosebumps. And these commentators, you know, sometimes they could be a little bit harsh or whatever, but these guys were just absolutely amazing. Have a listen to, just cast your mind back. What happened here?
This specific video, whatever clip that you're going to play was for the Titans, actually. It was against the team, the Sydney Sixers, in the semi-final of the Champions League that we played, T20 competition. And I came in there, we were in deep trouble. I think we were like 80 for 5 in the 15th over. And just everything clicked that day. And I think I smashed like 60 or 25, 26 balls. And, you know, that was like the first time that actually made such a big impact that people started talking about, you know, my capabilities and what I could do and everything. So, yeah, that was quite a significant day for me.
That's coming up now. We got to give away that autographed shirt as well. Gerard in Groblersdal, congratulations. He's been tweeting and gunning mal and SMSing. So, Gerard van Groblersdal, ons gaan vir jou kontak hoor. Congratulations. And David's going to sign that shirt now for you. We will contact you and we'll deliver it. So that's kind of cool. Big fan there.
Fantastic. Thanks, Gerard. Appreciate it.
Quickly, 4 minutes over. But, you know, Carlos, you're right.
I don't mind, Barney. I'm enjoying this. Hey, David.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, cool. Okay, so Carla is chilling out, and I'm still going to play that clip. But before you go, I want to know, I always ask this question, you know, just in a minute or so, what do you think about South Africa, the situation we all in, the youth of South Africa now, the crime, all the negative things, and then we've got some amazing positive things in this beautiful country of ours. you know, you're a top sportsman. And I just want to know how you feel and if you've got some advice for a lot of South Africans that are so negative.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to travel quite a bit of the world and, you know, I've lived abroad for a couple of months or so. And, you know, the glass isn't always clean on the other side. All the countries have their issues, have their problems. You just don't always hear about it, so you think it's better there. I love my country. I love South Africa. I don't think I'll ever live anywhere else in this world. So, yeah, just stop dwelling on the negatives. I mean, it's such a beautiful country. We've got so many positives coming out, Joe. I mean, name me a place that's more beautiful than South Africa. It's got all the wildlife and, you know, Table Mountain. And you're just such a wide variety. So, you know, if you're South African, come on, man. Step up a bit. Be passionate about your country.
Well, that's nice. Hopefully you've inspired a lot of people. And I got goosebumps when you said that. You know, it makes you feel proud to be a South African. Now you're getting married when?
April the 11th.
But you have to play cricket on the same day. What are you going to do about that?
Yeah, like I said, again, you know, I wasn't quite expecting getting that IPL contract. So, you know, made the wedding date out of season and, you know, all chilled. And, you know, fortunately, like, you know, my fiance is a star and a rock in my life. And, you know, she's allowing me to fly in, fly out and then, you know, be there for the wedding and then fly off again the next day to India. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting times.
Oh, brilliant. Good luck, both of you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure and an honor meeting you. And it's amazing to meet somebody that's so down to earth and about discipline and about, you know, just enjoying life and being positive and being such a great sportsman and an icon already. And you're not even 30 yet. And, you know, I think a lot of people can learn a lot from you as well, not just people in sport, but day-to-day life and whatever, you know, how you've lived your life and, you know, you don't know what you're going to expect tomorrow morning, you know, and you're just out there and you're enjoying life and that's what it's all about.
Thanks, buddy.
Really appreciate it. Nice meeting you. Are you going to invite me to the next game? I'm just checking. Free tickets, thank you.
Yep, there we go. There we go. Always.
Let's play that clip. Thank you. And after this clip, it's over to Carla McKenzie. She's with you until 4 in the morning. Respect, young man.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Listen to this. Goosebump stuff.
Oh, that is smashed. It's gone a long way in the air. And don't worry, it's halfway up the bank as well. 6 runs. Exactly the same way he started the previous over. I kid you not, this fella can hit the ball a very, very long way. It may have gone 91 meters as the crow flies, but I tell you what, it's gone 91 meters straight up in the air as well.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon.